Massachusetts U.S. Senator Ed Markey and his challenger in the Democratic primary, U.S. Representative Joseph Kennedy III, clashed in a final broadcast debate Tuesday night. In their final face-to-face meeting ahead of the September 1st primary, Markey strongly defended his four-decades-long record in Washington, while Kennedy tried to poke holes in it. Both denied being hypocrites about super PACs, and they blamed each other for the increasingly bitter and personal tone of the contest. During the hour-long forum hosted at the studios of WCVB-TV, Kennedy took aim at a frequent boast by Markey that he's authored and passed over 500 bills during his legislative career.
The senator is including bills that he co-sponsored, literally signing his name to somebody else's work. That's it. Under that definition, I am a author of the Green New Deal. The difference is I wouldn't claim to be.
In a lengthy rebuttal, Markey ticked off a list of bills dealing with the environment, gun control, and health care.
That's my law. That's my law. I have 500 of laws, and I'm very proud of that record. And if you want to yield back to me again, I will continue on the litany of success I've had for the people of
Massachusetts. We want to move on.
Markey was questioned about his response to two families who came to him for help. One, the father of DJ Henry, a young black man from Massachusetts who was killed by a white police officer in New York 10 years ago. Henry's father, who has endorsed Kennedy, said Markey was slow to respond to the family's appeals for help in seeking justice. The second, Colin Bauer, whose ex-wife took their sons to Egypt after he was awarded sole custody, also said Markey would not help him. Kennedy said the two cases highlight his rationale for wanting to replace Markey.
And let me be clear, I have not been able to unify and reunify Colin with his kids, and I have not been able to actually deliver on justice for the Henry family. But the difference is that you try.
Pointing to efforts he made to help families impacted by the opioid crisis, fishermen, and gig economy workers, Markey said he is proud of his constituents' service.
So when my constituents talk to me, I listen to them, and then I go to Washington and deliver for them by providing real leadership nationally.
Both candidates said they support eliminating life without the possibility of parole as a sentence in the criminal justice system, but asked if that should apply to Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, Markey said no.
I would make an exception for a terrorist, but for everyone else, they should qualify for parole.
Kennedy said he would make no exceptions, but pointed out there is no guarantee that parole would be granted in every case.
I stand by my position on it, but I think before any decision would be made on that specific case, those victims' families need to be heard loud and clear.
With voting by mail already underway and early in-person voting starting in a few days, the race has become increasingly bitter and personal. Asked why, they blamed each other.
It's the congressman supporters who have started these negative commercials on television. I don't want that. I want a positive message.
Do I know that primaries can get contentious? Sure. Do I think that primaries are still valuable? Yes, I do. But there's a line that was crossed that shouldn't have been.
Markey was also asked to square his denunciations of super PAC spending in his previous runs for Senate with his refusal to this time.
We need a new pledge for 2020, and that is that all of these groups that are out there, environmental, women's groups, civil rights groups, they should be able to speak in Massachusetts, as long as the money is disclosed totally, and as long as their message is positive.
Repeating a demand he made in last week's debate, Markey called on the congressman to tell members of his family to stop contributing to a super PAC that is running negative ads.
I tried over and over and over again to have Senator Markey stick to his same word from 2013 and ask him to sign on to the same pledge. For months, Shannon Liz Reardon, at that point another candidate in this race, and I held a press conference, and we signed the same pledge, and Senator Markey's signature was missing. The only reason, Janet, why super PAC money is in this race is because the senator refused to stand on his word.
Asked by what method they planned to vote in the primary, Markey said he would vote by mail. Kennedy said he'd requested a mail-in ballot, but has yet to receive it. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.